The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday, stuck right in the middle of the four-day Independence Day holiday weekend here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and everywhere else in the country. That's for sure. We welcome you to this Friday show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, home base, Sports Talk 1400 AM on the radio, 107.1 FM as well. And here in the South Point Studios at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. And, of course, from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in your fireworks and gaming capital of the world. Well, we had a great night last night. No wind. It was fantastic. The heat finally subsided enough to where you can be at least semi-comfortable watching the fireworks outside. It was a beautiful evening. And, of course, everybody had a great time, certainly, for the 4th of July, and now we move into the after 4th of July, but still having a holiday throughout the weekend and, of course, to Sunday. So we welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of our listeners on the many other different platforms that we have, like our website, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. You can hear us in there, not only live, but archived as well. And then, of course, your apps for your iPhones and your Androids. The KSHP app will get you the radio station feed, and the YouTube app will get you the YouTube feed, where you can actually see us and hear us on the Race Day show, and of course anywhere else you get your podcasting. Simply put, welcome to the show, however you get us, that's for sure. All right, looking at the weather, we got to take a look at the weather, because the weather's the big deal now. This is the big deal for racing across the country, especially track conditions, okay? We still are under an excessive heat warning in a lot of areas around the country. I mean, you've got Washington, D.C. at 98 degrees. It's just 2 degrees under 100 degrees in Washington. Come on. New York's a little better. It's 87, but still could be a little bit hot under the collar. As far as the rest of the country, Miami's going to kick in at 90, Tampa at 92, L.A. will be 88. Here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 114 degrees today. It's already 90 degrees outside right now. 90 degrees, we're going to get up to 114. And, of course, the highest spot in the nation will be back in Phoenix, Arizona today. It's going to be 116 degrees there. I say the hottest city. The hottest spot, we all know, is Death Valley. And I have no idea what the temperatures are going to be like out there today, but they have registered temperatures as high as 128 degrees there in the past, so we'll wait and see what happens there, that's for sure. No racing there, though, so that's fine. And across the country, as far as the precipitation is concerned, pretty good around the country, a little bit in Oklahoma, up in the Great Lakes area, etc. Now, we got the Gulf Coast is clear, the East Coast is clear, and the West Coast is clear. However, we, of course, have that Hurricane Beryl that's still rolling through there, and it's going to hit the very northeastern tip of Mexico and the entire Gulf Coast area of Texas. And that thing's going to be slamming in through there and then go far up into contention as far as the weather concerns and et cetera into Texas. So beware of that today, okay? Yesterday, it was opening day at Ellis Park, but boy, they were not ready. They had a lot of water problems, water damage, high water levels at the racetrack that prevented the track itself, the grandstand itself, from opening. So they ran the races yesterday at Ellis Park on opening day with no public in the stands. Public could not go to the races. They could bet the races through, of course, their phone apps and TV, etc. Watch it on TV, but there were no people there because of the... we got two different stories. We got a water tank that busted big time, and we got another one that had flooding in there from rains that came through there as well. Whatever the case may be, Henderson, Kentucky got hit, and Ellis Park was not ready for the opening. And as a result, there was no public yesterday. They tell us, they sent us a special press release this morning that said they have taken care of those problems and that the grandstand will be open today for racing at Ellis Park. Let's hope, folks, that that condition yesterday had something to do with the horrendous camera work of the races covered yesterday at Ellis Park. I mean, all I can say is, anybody who wanted to play Ellis yesterday and watch it on TV, you might as well just close your eyes and listen, because that would probably be better picture to assess what was going on with your eyes closed and listening to the announcer than actually watching the race. But all that said and done, let's hope that everything else will start anew today at Ellis Park with their opening of their racing season there. Ellis Park will go through August 27th, so let's hope they get that camera work squared away. And they will race after this week. They're going to race on a Saturday to Monday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday racing schedule there at Ellis. So let's hope that the water damage had something to do with the TV coverage as well. All right, a couple of things as far as the law, so to speak. We've got HISA working again. Seems that two rulings for a positive drug test against trainer Steve Asmussen were overturned on July 3rd. That was the day before yesterday, by a Kentucky Circuit Court, which means that the sanctions that the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission put on him of a $3,500 fine and a 30-day suspension has been overturned. So he will not have to pay that or serve that. This was by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. They got turned over. The HISA situation is for a trainer named Nevada Lifton. Now, I don't particularly know about Nevada Lifton, but he's a trainer. He's been suspended for 5 years and fined $2,500 by the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority for engaging in paper training. In essence, what this means is he was originally fined and suspended, and so he got somebody to train the horses physically at the racetrack, but he was conducting the business as the trainer while he was suspended. It says that during the period, he continued to engage in the care and training of covered horses of the suspension, including but not limited to communications with owners, continued training activities, reoccurring financial transactions, and personal racing activities. So he got caught, I guess, on the phone training the horse, whatever that is. So HISA ordered him to serve a more severe suspension for that. So that's from the police blotter, so to speak, today in horse racing. Flavien Prat won 5 races yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. He had a hell of a day yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. I understand he had 2 seconds and a third as well out of the rest of his mounts. Now, Pratt won the first race with John Lindo's selection on this show. That winner, Italian Soray, paid $7.50 and beat the 3-5 favorite in that race for Pratt's first win. There was a big inquiry in that race because he came out, and these are two-year-olds, and he came out and really slammed a few horses, but they give a lot of leverage to inexperienced two-year-olds coming out of the starting gate, and this was the case there. So they left him up, and he got the win in the first race. Linda Rice and Jose Lascano checked in for a win in the second race at 13:40, and Frankie Dettori won the Perfect Sting Ray, a Perfect Sting handicap, the stakes race there at a mile on the inner turf course. That was the third race on the card. There were two stakes races yesterday at Aqueduct, and that was the first of the two stakes races. Mophie, trained by Jonathan Thomas, won with Frankie DeTore aboard, paying $4 even as the favorite. Midnight Mile was second. Lady Beth was third. Then Flavian Pratt won the fourth race at $5.50 for Chad Brown. He won the fifth race for Rudy Rodriguez and paid $12 even. He won the sixth race, and that was Jonathan Hardoon's selection on the show, Outlaw Kid. So Jonathan gave him his fourth win of the day, paying $10.80. So we got winners from John Lindo and Jonathan Hardoon yesterday on the show there. And then Pratt came back in the seventh race and won his fifth race of the day, his second for Chad Brown, paying $5.70 as the favorite. He went into the Victory Ride Stakes, the second of the two stakes races, looking for his sixth win on the day and his fifth in a row. He had the lead with Mystic Lake in most of the six-and-a-half furlong race, but got run down in the shadow of the wire by the favorite, Emery, with Tyler Gaffleone aboard for Brad Cox and paid $3.20. And finishing third in the race was Helena's Fortune. Helena's Ford, I should say. So out of the nine races yesterday at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, Flavian Pratt had a big, big day. And doing some research, we find out that last year, on the 4th of July, Flavian Pratt also won five races on the card where he was riding. So he loves the 4th of July, that's for sure, and the holiday itself as well. All right, pick six yesterday, by the way, at Belmont at Aqueduct paid $2,790. Los Alamitos yesterday. Well, you remember we were talking about, Jerry always talks about doing the reverse play with his link-ups. He gives out a horse, he gives a few other horses linking up for exactas and trifectas. And he always tells you to, you know, reverse the key horse in the first and second place with the link-ups because you could be a little bit wrong and still cash and cash big. That is the example that happened yesterday. Jerry's selection, and that was an interpretation by me, obviously, but the Jerry's his selection yesterday in the sixth race was Isaac Court, and that was in the sixth race at Los Al. That horse ran second to one of his link-ups that paid $35.20. So with the reverse play, the dollar exacta paid $46.80, and if you reverse the trifecta, the other link-up ran third, one of the other link-ups did, and the dollar trifecta paid $280.60. So if you did Jerry's philosophy is, you were better off having his key horse run second to a link-up yesterday. A little bit wrong and still cashing is what that deal is. By the way, in the seventh race, Abel Cedillo fell in the race. He got clipped heels and went down on the turn. The winner there was Danita Rose, paying $6.80 in that seventh race. Cedillo did not ride the rest of his mounts, and we're still waiting today to see if he'll return to the races. He was transported to the hospital, but it didn't look like a serious type injury. We'll find out more today. It was a day where the favorites were not running as predicted with the 44%, 41% that's been going on at Los Alamitos, but it did earlier. The first four races were close to the vest. The fifth race, a winner there, a Jerry J. V. horse, by the way, paid $25.80. But then in addition to that $25.80 came a $35.20, an $11, and a $64.40 winner in the last race. So you know the last dollar pick four, $35.20, $6.80, $11.00 even, and $64.40, paid $10,093.20 at Los Alamitos. The pick six wasn't hit, obviously. Five out of six in the pick six paid over $15,000. So they have a carryover today at Los Al off of the favorites in the first half, long shots in the second half there at Los Alamitos. Monmouth Park yesterday, Jonathan Ardoon's horse finished a grand second after setting most of the pace in the race. So Hardoon continues to have horses that fire, and some of them just don't get there, but a lot of people are starting to bet his horses win and place, and they're making tons of money, that's for sure on that. Anyhow, that's what happened yesterday. Today, we have, of course, the Friday before the big Saturday of racing at across the country. Tomorrow, we'll have 29 stakes races across the country for the Saturday racing. Today, we have eight stakes races across the country. And the big one of the day is the Grade 2 Brooklyn Handicap over at Belmont at Aqueduct. So we will get to that as well. So on today's show, we have Jonathan Hardoon standing by in an unusual place. We also have Rich Engel stop by, Bob Mazursky for Los Alamitos. We'll ask Bob about Abel Cedillo. Of course, John Linda will be with us as well. He's got two Linda reports, one for Belmont at Aqueduct and one for Los Alamitos. And I'll try to interpret another key play for you from Jerry J as well. And, of course, your racing menu. So, remember, as I also always tell you when we get those excessive heat warnings around the country, please, 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 please stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water. Kids and dogs inside, outside briefly. Check on the elderly and anybody else that has problems with warm weather because it's going to be hot out there. Stay hydrated. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun, and our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn, and so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai-Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Okay, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Let's get started right away with your racing menu for today, for this Friday, the 5th day of July on this big Independence holiday week here. Remember that the first post times we broadcast on this menu each and every day reflect out of the Pacific time zone because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race book today. And of course, we will, and anywhere else, of course, that you're in the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening anywhere else and the many different time zones that we cover, just adjust your wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone. You won't miss anything then. Don't want to miss anything. Like I'm his mom and dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park's first post time for nine races today is set at 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel. They have a carryover in their pick six jackpot at Laurel of... let's see, where's it at? Oh, okay, $3,648. Laurel Park's pick six jackpot, $3,648. Belterra Park is next. Belterra Park has eight races. Their first post time is at 9:35, 9:35 at Belterra. And no carryovers there at Belterra today. Okay, next up comes Ellis Park. They tell us that they're going to open the track today at Ellis Park, and the public will actually have a chance to go into the races and watch it live after yesterday being closed to the public. And we hope the camera work is a lot better today at Ellis Park. Okay, nine races today at Ellis. First post time is 9:50. They got good competitive racing there at Ellis. The card looks good today there at Ellis Park. They have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover. The one-day Pick 6 jackpot carryover there at Ellis is set at $1,688. First post time is at 9:50. Gulfstream Park is next. The feature today at Gulfstream is the $95,000 carryback stakes, 7 furlongs for three-year-olds, a field of 8 before any scratches there. And the favorite on the morning line is Catalytic with Drayden Van Dyke, who's riding now at Gulfstream Park. And Gulfstream Park's first post time is set at 9:55 at Gulfstream Park today. All right, next comes Penn National. Penn National has 7 races. Their first post time is 10 a.m., 10 a.m. at Penn National today. They have a Super High Five jackpot carryover of $1,080. And again, first post time Penn National today is at 10 a.m. 10 a.m., first post, 7 races. Belmont at Aqueduct is next. Belmont at Aqueduct, of course, has 9 races today. The big race is the Brooklyn. Now, this is at 1 3/8 miles on the main track. The Brooklyn for four-year-olds and up. And in this field, there are 7 going, but let's see if we have any scratches in that one there. The 8th race, we have no scratches in that one. So you have 7 going to the post at the moment. The 4-5 favorite is next with Mr. Machado, Bart, Luman Machado. Now, next is a marathon specialist, as you know, and this is a marathon race. So we'll wait and see about that. Track fast, turf courses are firm. The outer turf course will host races 3 and 6. The inner turf course will have races 5 and 9. 9 races overall at Belmont at Aqueduct. First post time is at 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct today. And then we continue with Woodbine. Woodbine has 8 races today. Woodbine's first post time is set at 10:10 at Woodbine today. And they have a pick six jackpot carryover, I should say. Pick six jackpot carryover at Woodbine. $34,490. Their Super High Five jackpot carryover, $48,862. First post time, 10:10 for their 8-race card at Woodbine. Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. Monmouth Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, $213,623. First post time at Monmouth for their 8 races is set at 11 a.m. Horseshoe Indianapolis canceled their card yesterday just before the first race because the rain was getting so bad, conditions were so bad there that Horseshoe Indianapolis canceled yesterday before the races started. Understand they are a go today, though. However, they have 9 races at Horseshoe Indianapolis, 8 thoroughbreds, and 2 stakes races on the card there for the 8 thoroughbreds and 1/4 horse stakes race at the end of the day. The two $100,000 stakes races today include the Clarksville Cap, 5 furlongs on the turf. That's the 7th on the card, where Medallia Match is the 5-2 favorite there. And in the $100,000 William Garrett Handicap at 5 furlongs on the turf, a field of 9 with the 2-1 favorite is No Balls. No Balls is the 2-1 favorite in that stakes race. And, of course, the 9th race is the quarter horse stakes race. So first post time for all the action at Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 11:10 a.m. this morning, 11:10. Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds got a carryover in the pick six today at Los Al. Oh, yeah. First post time at Los Alamitos today is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And they have a pick six, a regular pick six carryover of $35,041. First post time at Los Al, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover, $16,185. 8 races, first post time, 4 p.m. And then Prairie Meadows wraps up the menu today. They have 11 races, 3 quarter horse, 8 thoroughbred races, 4 stakes races today at Prairie Meadows. The $100,000 Iowa Sprint, where the favorite there, and it's lukewarm at that, is Jackson Traveler. The 7th race is the Sailorville at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 6, the 8-5 favorite there. 8-5 favorite is Olga Isabel. The 8th race is the Prairie Gold Blassie for 2-year-old fillies. In that race, there's a field of 12. Favorite there at 3-1 is Spanker Boom. And then in the $100,000 Iowa Distaff for the fillies and mares at 1 1/16, 7 in that race. And the 5-2 favorite is Magic Loot. You have 11 races today at Prairie Meadows. And eight thoroughbreds with four stakes races and three-quarter horse races will open the card with a first post time of 4 p.m. today at Prairie Meadows with a pick five jackpot carryover of $24,924 at Prairie Meadows today. So there you have it. They also have a super high five jackpot carryover there of $65,601. So they got a lot of action going on there at Prairie Meadows today. All right, let's bring in Jonathan Hardoon before we get to Bob Mazursky. Jonathan Hardoon, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You look like you're in a really neat place, all those the wheels behind you and all that stuff on the wall there.
Well, I was driving back up to Saratoga, and there was an accident on the way back, so I didn't make it in time, so I had to pull over to a rest stop. And to call into the show, that's what I did.
So you're on location, so to speak, today.
I guess so.
All right, but you didn't take a stagecoach, right? Because the wheel behind you is not from the stagecoach, right? Okay.
Right, correct.
Anyhow, any thoughts of what you saw yesterday in the races, and then we'll take a look at the Brooklyn.
Yeah, by the way, CAW hit again yesterday at Los Al in the fifth race. The one horse was 27-1 when he got in the gate. When he crossed the wire in front, he was 11-1. Do the math, Ralph. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, I can tell you this, that was Jerry's V horse, so I did have him in my gimmicks. And I'm going to tell you, I was pretty excited when he rolled up the rail because I thought it was going to be 30-1. And you're right, he shows up at 11-1. But nevertheless, a nice winner there. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but no one even talks about it anymore, Ralph. I was watching the races on FanDuel or TVG, whatever it is. Nobody even said a word. Everybody saw it, but they don't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, they stick the money in there, and that's what happens. That's for sure. And I know this is going to be an ongoing situation. There's no doubt about that. Jonathan, we'll just have to, you know, the betting public, which are the people who finally pay the bills, will have to start saying something, and it's the only way anything is going to get done.
Well, it's our job to point it out, Ralph. I mean, because if no one's going to say anything about it, not that us talking about it's going to get anything done, but at least let people know that we're watching and we're not stupid. We see what's going on, and it hasn't changed. So
yeah, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, that particular situation happened in the first race yesterday at Los Alamitos. There were three horses that were vying for favoritism between 2-1, 5-2. Then you saw the money come in a little bit, and one went down to 6-5. And then the next flash, another horse got money on it, and they all were 2-1 again. And in the first race, one of the horses one horse scratched it. I'll get the Los Alamitos. One horse was scratched in the first race. The horse was 4-1 on the morning line. A lot of handicappers liked the horse. That horse was scratched, and it was scratched. There was people that already bet early in the day, the pick four, pick fives, and that race in particular. And so, in the pick five especially, the favorite needed to win the first race for the people who had the five horse to stay alive because it reverts to the favorite. Right. When they opened the starting gate, nobody really knew who the favorite was. As a matter of fact, when they hit the wire and it was a photo finish between two horses that closed on the odds board at 9-5, you didn't know which one was the actual favorite. Well, it turned out, because I did research on it, it turned out that the horse who won the race by a head at the 9-5 odds was favored in the race by exactly $134. So the people who had the five horse got backed in to keeping their pick five alive in the first race with that winner. But nobody really knew if they were alive or not because of that late betting that you were talking about.
So you're watching a race not knowing who to root for, and you don't even know what happens. I mean,
that's
a little ridiculous.
In the end, you know, you were rooting for the two horses that finished the heads apart at 9-5, but you didn't know which one was the favorite, so you didn't know if you were alive or not. It was kind of like a little bit more fun than the actual handicapping of races, that's for sure. All right, let's
see. Yeah, it's like squeezing out a hand, and it's squeezing out a hand in poker. You gotta, you know, you're squeezing out the cards. So.
Yeah. All right, let's quickly get to Belmont at Aqueduct, the Brooklyn. Next has been winning all these marathon races across the country. Comes into the Brooklyn and the mile and three eighths race on the main track as the 4-5 favorite. And, you know, when you get a marathon horse that likes to run this way, that can get out in the gallop and really relax and do his number, sometimes it's kind of hard to beat. But if we were trying to beat this horse, what would we be doing?
Well, here's the problem. This horse has won his last four races by combined 49 and a half lengths. And by the way, they were all marathon distances.
Sure.
So good luck trying to beat him. A horse that had a shot to beat him is Drake's Passage, but he's cross-entered. He's entered at Delaware over the weekend in some stake race. So if he scratches and opts for the Delaware stake race, well, then it's really going to be a walkover, and it may be a walkover anyway.
All right. So can we at least try to nail an exacta and make chicken soup out of chicken feathers here?
How about a late double?
I'll do that.
Because my radio play comes in the ninth and final at Aqueduct today.
Well, let's do it, man. Okay, so in the eighth race, we got the six horses, Jonathan thinks is a free bingo square. So the late double is going to be six and what?
Number two, a little bit naughty. A three-year-old filly from the Danny Gargan Barn makes her first start as a three-year-old. She ran very well in her two races as a two-year-old. She gets Lasix today for the first time. And Danny Gargan, his barn has been on fire since the Belmont Stakes when he won that race. So he sends out another live horse here, Junior Alvarado, aboard to ride 6-1 in the morning line. I like number two, a little bit naughty, to win today's ninth and final out at Belmont at the Big A.
All right, ninth race number two, a little bit naughty. The two at 6-1, and the ninth is the play. And we're going to hook up a late double from next, the six horse in the eighth race, the six. Pair of six, 6-2 double, right? 6-2.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else? Let's go into Los Alamitos for a pick.
Yeah, there's a carryover today, so we decided to give out a horse at Los Al and look at the seventh race today. Mm-hmm. And I love the number four horse in here, Short Man. This is a five-year-old from the Granajo Vallejo barn. Interesting thing about this horse, Ralph, he's 4-31 lifetime. However, at Los Al, he's 3-8.
Wow.
So three of those four wins have been at Los Al. He returns there today. Yeah, the horse is 2-8 at the distance. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. He'll probably go off longer than that. But I like number four, Shortman, to upset and win today's seventh race at Los Alamitos.
All right, seventh race, number four, Shortman, which is obviously a hunch bet for me as well. In the seventh race, the four, Shortman, is your play. All right, now I'm gonna let you tell us how many sheets you have today, because you mistakenly.
Yesterday I got dizzy. We have three sheets today, Ralph. Belmont at Aqueduct, Los Al, and Gulfstream Selections.
Those are the three tracks, right?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Tell everybody at your rest stop that we appreciate the fact that they were not noisy, etc., and get back on the road and drive safely. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. I'll talk to you in the morning. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Three sheets, folks. Gulfstream, Los Al, Belmont at Aqueduct. Bob Mazursky is standing by. We'll be right back with him. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at T2T.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going, every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick Six pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas, standing by in SoCal is Bob Mazursky. Bob, good morning.
Today.
I can tell you this, Bob. It was kind of a tale of two stories yesterday. Where we had a lot of the favorites win the first half and a lot of long shots win in the second half at Los Al. First, I want to ask you about the condition of Abel Cedillo.
Yeah, he went to the hospital yesterday, was complaining of knee pain, but otherwise he was doing well. All his extremities were good. He was conscious. So I think I think he'll be okay. We'll find out a little bit more today, but I think he'll be fine. Good to go.
Do you think he might be able to ride today, or he's going to take off, you think?
I think it's a possibility. So we'll have to wait and see until we see the changes. But I think there's a good chance he'll be out there if he can.
Yeah, there was a little bit, I don't know if you heard the previous segment, but there was a little bit of excitement with the first race yesterday after that late scratch of a horse that figured on a lot of people's, pick five and bets individually in the race to find out if they were alive or not with the pick five when the betting was really just touch and go between three horses in the first race.
Yeah, and the two horses that ended up coming down to the wire together were both trained by the same guy, George Parabon. So, yeah, it was interesting to see who ended up going favorite. And as you said, the one that ended up prevailing in the photo was the horse that ended up going favorite. So all those people got saved, I guess you could say, with that win.
Well, we got a nice carryover in the pick six today at Los Alamitos. And as you have informed us before, it is a traditional old-fashioned pick six $2 bet, right?
That is correct. We have the way it was originally planned at Hollywood Park all those years ago, a $2 bet with a 70-30 split. And of course, if somebody hits the pick six today, then there will not be the seeding of the pick six tomorrow. So we'll see what happens today. If somebody was able to nail it, it's an interesting pick six. I'll say it. Eight race card today.
Yeah, it's a very interesting eight race card, a very competitive card. That's for sure. And of course, a nice payoff in the late pick four, over 10 grand yesterday at Los Al. So along with the, putting up with a lot of the favorites, we get a lot of chances at getting payoffs there as well. And taking a look at today's card, before we get started with your pick on today's card, I kind of noticed that yesterday it looked like horses were coming off the pace to win a lot of the races.
Yeah, that was true. We had Haley Lavad, who upset Pushiness in the fifth race. She rallied along the rail to win. And, Pushiness was pressured on the lead, but I didn't think they went overly fast. We had Professor's Pride wore down Isacord in the sixth race, I believe it was. As you know, she got her first win in a long, long time. The horse that won the last race was a first-time starter that was kind of close to the pace. So, yeah, I think it's a fair track most days, and you can win from behind. You can win on the lead. So I think it just... it's how the race shape plays out. I think a lot of times depends on how the races turn out.
I believe you are absolutely right. It looks like a very fair track to me as well. Eight races today. There's not a free bingo square in the entire card. Bob, where are you going with the pick?
Well, I know John Hardoon just picked the horse in the same race, but I'm going to the seventh race, and maybe we can get the exact there. I like number two, Big Hat Willie. I think a mile and a quarter was just a little too far for him last time on the grass. He's won over this main track before. Raylu Gutierrez, who's trying to make it here in Southern California. He just arrived. Peter Miller's putting him on a few horses here, including Daddy's Ruby and the Great Lady M tomorrow. So I'm hoping this horse can work out a trip from post two, number two, Big Hat Willie in race seven.
All right. So we got we call a Sirocco play when more than one of our handicappers land in the same race. We box them up. And so you like number two, Big Hat Willie, the two Big Hat Willie. So with Jonathan Ardoon's play, we're going to box the 2-4-4-2 exacta, but your play is the two in that race. And looking ahead for the next 2 days to wrap up Los Alamitos' brief summer meeting, I know the Great Lady M graded stakes races tomorrow. That'll be competitive, that's for sure. But looking at the two cards that have been drawn for tomorrow and Sunday, it looks like it's going to wind up with the competitive cards there as well.
No, we have a good field size the last 2 days, especially tomorrow, and Sunday's not bad either. In fact, the last race of the meet drew 13 horses. Only 12 will be able to run, but we're wrapping it up well, so that should be a good way to go out on Sunday. And then the Great Lady M field of 10 tomorrow, so that should be a great race, and really looking forward. And the jockey and trainers races are both very tight. Kyle Frey has a 6-5 lead over Edwin Maldonado right now. Then we have three trainers, Bob Baffert, George Parabon, and Sergio Morfin, tied for the trainers lead with 4 wins. And then we have three trainers right behind them with 3 wins each.
Well, pay attention to the jockeys and the trainers, because they're riding on their bellies, certainly, and trainers getting them ready to try to win that title. That's for sure. And, of course, remember, mandatory payoffs on Sunday as well. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. Tell them where they can get you if they want more from you.
I do a graded handicap in the Southern California News Group papers every day, LA Daily News, Orange County Register, Long Beach Press Telegram, among others. And then at todaysracingdigest.com, I do selections as well for all the races in Southern California.
All right, you got it, Bob. And I see you got your Del Mar Hawaiian shirt on a little bit early there, buddy.
Yes, I do today. And I'm going to try to see the race at Ellis Park today. I don't want to miss him like the cameraman did
yesterday.
Oh,
man, that was brutal, that's for sure. let's hope that's squared away today as well. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob.
No, all right, take care.
All right, now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by here in Las Vegas. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I know that you you know, you had background in TV along with myself as well, but that camera work at Ellis Park left a lot to be desired yesterday.
Well, a little shaky, but maybe it was a windy day and the towers were moving or something, the camera towers. But yeah, it hopefully it'll improve today. And I know they didn't have any fans in there because they had some water problems, yeah. But there should be fans today at Ellis Park.
Yeah, well, the shakiness is one thing, but the horses were so far away that you could see the buildings behind the track and all that stuff. You know, I mean, we're trying to watch racing action, so hopefully they'll get that squared away. Los Alamitos has been a pretty good competitive meet so far, huh, Rich?
Yeah, it really blew up the tote board yesterday. I saw the pick four, late pick four, paid over $10,000. Yeah. Big pick six carry over $35,000 a day. So I think some people are going to jump into the pool for that. And, you know, I know there were a couple of days real chalky, but a couple of days like yesterday where you flip a coin and try to find somebody.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it's a good competitive card today. You can get the entire handicap for today at Los Alamitos from Rich Eng at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And right now he's going to give us a pick for today.
Yeah, let's go to race number 6, Ralph. It's 5.5 furlongs, maiden special weight. And I've got a 10-1 shot that I like, Ralph. And I think this horse has a good chance to hold the price because the favorite, the 7, Judicious, is a well-regarded first-time starter from D'Amato. And the 3, Ufta, or whatever, probably will get a lot of support too, but the horse I landed on is number 2, Wimberly, 10-1 in the morning line from John Sadler. This horse cost $700,000 at Keelan a couple of years ago and debuted in a turf sprint at Santa Anita in April and actually didn't run that badly, split the field, now switches to dirt, curling sire out of a Uncle Mo dam. So this horse should be able to handle dirt. Second time out, you get a lot of improvement, Ralph, between the first and second race. So at 10-1, I think it's worth a shot. Number 2, Wimberly in race 6.
All righty. Then in the 6th race, you like number 2, Wimberly, 10-1 on the morning line. We'll wait and see if Abel Cedillo will ride after that spill he took yesterday. But nevertheless, they'll have jocks in the jocks room capable of getting this horse home a winner as well. So in the 6th race, you like number 2, Wimberly, as Rich Eng's pick off of his selections at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We'll be right back after a short break, and then we'll get to John Lindo and Jerry J's picks.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Before we get to John Lindo, let me give you a Jerry J's plays for today as interpreted off of his Jerry J's power page. We go to Aqueduct. And at Aqueduct, Jerry comes in the fourth race. In the fourth race at Aqueduct today, his top-rated horse is at 12-1 on the morning line. So we're going to take a shot with this horse. In the fourth race, the six MV's Munning. Number six, MV's Munning, 12-1 on the morning line. Top-rated horse on his sheet. We're going to go with the six over the 1-3-7 and reverse. Remember to reverse. Six over 1-3-7. In the fourth race today at Belmont, Jerry J's play there. And at Los Alamitos, Jerry's going to go in the fifth race. In the fifth race at Los Al, he has a top-rated horse and a star, and that is number one, High Flying Grace. Number one, High Flying Grace is his play in the fifth race, top pick there. The link-ups will be numbers 2, 4, and 5, 2, 4, and 5, and, of course, reverse. The one is the key play there. Off of Jerry J's power pages that you can get for Los Al and Aqueduct right now at his website. All right, let's bring in John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. You survived the fireworks celebration last night, I see.
Yes, we did. It was nice to see all the fireworks out there and the you know, that sphere that we have here in town now. That thing does just a tremendous display on the building there as well. So they're kicking up the game here in Las Vegas, that's for sure. But now with the holiday and the first part of the four-day holiday instead of the last part, now people are out there enjoying themselves just like a little quick three-day vacation as well here in Las Vegas. And we see them in the book playing the races as well. John, any thoughts about anything that happened yesterday at Los Al?
Yeah, it looked to me in the second half of that car, we had some strange results. It looked at like the track got a little bit dusty and maybe a little bit more water there, but it changed a little bit. And we saw some fireworks go on there at Los Alamitos, and we got a little carryover today. And I just hope Abel Cedillo's okay. I haven't got any updates as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be able to ride today, but I don't think it's extremely serious, whatever happened. So let's hope he gets back to the races today. He's, right before Del Mar, you hate to see him go down with an injury.
All right. Well, I know that Rich Eng in the sixth race likes that horse trained by John Sadler. And by the way, a late update on another Sadler, the full brother to Flightline, Eagles Flight, has had a small setback, not a lot, and they think he'll be back and competing late in the Del Mar season there. Where are we going with the pick today?
I'll do one first at Aqueduct and the other at Los Alamitos. And I'm going up against a couple of handicappers. At Aqueduct, go down to that ninth and final. Mm-hmm. I really like the debut of number six, Summer Whirl, in a turf sprint. The way he worked his way through traffic, really finished well, galloped out in front. Mm-hmm. Second-time starter, very the barn motion, very good with stretcher outers. I think this horse is going to really improve today. 3-1 on the program, number six, Summer Whirl, race number nine. Belmont at Aqueduct.
All right, ninth race at Belmont. You like the six, Summer Whirl. And I got another Scirocco play from our handicappers. Jonathan likes the two. Your play is the six. So I'm going to do a 2662 box. In the ninth race, you are number six, Summer Whirl. And by the way, we got lucky in that first race yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. Thank goodness they were two-year-olds and they give him a lot of leeway coming out of the starting gate. But that was a solid win yesterday in the first race, paying $7.50.
Yeah, we'll take that. Italian Soiree ducked in pretty good at the start, but we caught a break there. When it goes to the storage stands, I never know what's going to happen anymore.
I'll tell you what, you're absolutely right, because we got the win and it felt good, and then all of a sudden the inquiry sign went up and go, uh-oh. All right, Los Al.
Los Al, I'm going to go into that sixth race where Richie Eng was just at, and I'm going to take the first-time starter, number seven, Judicious. The Bob Baffert, there's two of Bob Bafferts in here. I don't think they're that good. And we've got 3-1 on a fast-working first-time starter for Phil D'Amato. Hector Berrios comes out to Los Alamitos, gets the call. I think the horse is well meant. So number seven, Judicious, 3-1, race six, Los Alamitos.
Well, goodness sakes, on this day after the 4th of July, fireworks are certainly blasting away here on the show. We've got three Scirocco plays out of our handicappers today. This is the third one in the sixth race. Richie came with the two. John Lindo likes the seven, Judicious. So the seven, Judicious, and the 2772 will be the exacta box Scirocco played there. And John Lindo, of course, as the 7 in that race. I want to remind you that John Lindo's Lindo Report for the entire card at Belmont at Aqueduct and the entire card at Los Alamitos can be had in only one place here in your gaming capital. It is here at the South Point, at the South Point Racebook, two individual complete Lindo reports with selections in all the races, a suggested late pick 4, and of course all the goody information at the bottom. Two complete sheets here, only here at the South Point, complimentary, free of charge to you, because they love horse players here, and they certainly love John Lindo's product as well. So, John, we'll keep an eye on what's going on today. And it's only just begun. You know, this feels like almost like a Sunday from a Saturday, but it is only a Friday, and we got Saturday and Sunday yet to go. So it's going to be a lot of fun, especially with all those stakes races tomorrow.
That, and we've got some mandatory payouts and closing days on Sunday, and then you rest and get ready because then Saratoga opens next week. So, horse players, it's summertime.
And then Del Mar's right after that, and bada bing, morning, noon, and night from the shore to upstate New York, that's for sure. But in the meantime, we're going to get started and do some good work today. We will be back, obviously, tomorrow with our start time, our usual start time at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Remember to stay hydrated out there. Please stay hydrated. It's going to be hot out there. And we will close, as we normally do, with one more thing to say. John saying it.
Have a great race day, everybody.